Welcome to another edition of the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Today's episode caught up with George Niang of the Santa Cruz Warriors before their game against the Iowa Wolves at Wells Fargo Arena on Sunday. It is a quick interview that I did with KASI's Dave Sproul in the hallway at Wells Fargo Arena. So the audio wasn't perfect, but it is pretty good. And George had some pretty nice stuff to say about this Iowa State team, as well as his season so far with the Warriors. And then he also takes a nice little dig at the Iowa Hawkeyes at the end. So thanks for tuning into the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. And here's my interview with Santa Cruz Warriors, George Niang. Welcome back, dude.
Thanks. It's good to be back. It's a little chilly, than California, but it's good to be back.
Have you gotten much of a chance to follow Iowa State so far this year?
Yeah, you know, I follow them constantly. We've actually had to play most of the days. And then with the time difference with them being on the East Coast, we've had practice and stuff like that. But I try to catch the tail ends of their games. Like, I caught the tail end of the Appalachian State game. I didn't get to see the first two games because we had games. But you know, everyone says, you know, it's going to be a process with these young guys and developing them. But I couldn't be more proud of how they've come back these last two games and fought. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have done any research, but I think the last 6 years we've played in a holiday championship or a tournament championship. So, I mean, I think that's pretty good and speaks volumes to our program. And just when people were counting us out being this year, they came back and they're in a championship of another tournament with a chance to win a holiday tournament championship. So I think that's big time.
What's different about being with the Golden State organization compared to Indiana?
Oh, one's in the Midwest, one's on the West Coast. Oh, you guys are trying to get me in trouble now. No, I mean, Indiana was great to me. I have nothing bad to say about them or their organization. But, you know, I only played 9 games in the D League, and, you know, obviously I'm down here until I would get a call up with the Warriors. So, you know, just having the opportunity to get out there and play and be consistent with my practice habits, my pregame habits, rather than wondering when you're going to get called up or sent down. So I think that's the biggest thing. I can just focus on, you know, me and my development. And I think, you know, I've gotten into a good routine to start the year, and I'm just going to try to stick to that.
What kind of feedback have they given you on your game?
Obviously, you know, they said, you know, they like how I play the game, it fits their system, and how I'm a high IQ player. But, you know, talk like they have big stuff to worry about up top. So, you know, when roster moves start to happen, you know, towards the trade deadline or when guys can start to get traded, then, you know, you maybe hear more. But as of now, I'm just focusing on myself.
Is the style of play in the G League not kind of similar at all to what you experienced at Iowa State?
I mean,
at Iowa State?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Like, up-tempo like you guys play?
No, college, I'm going to tell you this, and if anybody tells you otherwise, they're wrong. College basketball is way different than the NBA. I mean, it's just totally different. Like, guys can't stand in the lane, you know, it's 3 seconds. The three-point line is further, so, you know, guys have to adjust to that. So it's just a lot different. So I don't think I can compare it. Minus the plays, you know, with Fred and Coach Prohm. I mean, some of their plays are similar. So that definitely helped having those two guys with NBA minds coach me. But other than that, it's really different.
We expect to see you in the next Bud Light commercial now.
Yeah, dilly dilly, man. Dilly dilly. Yeah, no, it's funny because that just took off from social media. And, you know, shout out to Bud Light for making a great commercial, man.
You got a little extra motivation to go out and perform today with, you know, when a bunch of Iowa State fans are going to be here.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, obviously, you know, you don't work this hard not to be appreciated, so I definitely want to give them a show. Hopefully I don't go out there and lay an egg. I was talking to Abdul Nader last night. He was like, don't try to go crazy. He was like, because when I played here last year, I went like 4 for 26. So I was like, thanks, Dooley. You know, I haven't really taken much advice from you over the years, but I appreciate that for sure.
How cool is that to, not even just when you come here, but I know I saw somebody on Twitter say they got to see you play live for the first time out in Santa Cruz. How cool is that?
There's been a bunch of Iowa State fans at our games out in Santa Cruz, and, you know, I couldn't be more thankful for, you know, Cyclone Nation following me wherever I go. It really means the world, and I couldn't thank them enough. You know, I'm out there living by myself, and to see, you know, I feel like Cyclones speak the same language, you know, so, you know, we have that eye for each other, so it was great to see them when I was out there.
Your social media game is still pretty on point, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I probably should delete Twitter off my phone, shouldn't I? Yeah, no, I try to keep it down, but, you know, those Hawkeyes always seem to rile me up or something like that. But they had a they played a good game yesterday in football. Solid. It was really good. Purdue's a good team, and I was in Indiana, so I got to see Purdue. They're a pretty good team, so you know they shouldn't be too upset about losing that game.